Let's go back to the story about eggs. It's got you pretty fired up this morning. Lots of feedback. We'll get to that. But as that nationwide egg shortage leaves some supermarkets' shelves stripped bare, the poultry industry says it wants a meeting with the major supermarkets to discuss the proposed phase-out of colony cage eggs. They are legal, but they are looking to phase them out. Michael Brooks from the Poultry Industry Association told us it's not up to the supermarkets to decide how eggs are produced. We'll count down. Supermarkets spokesperson Nikhil Sawant joins us now. Good morning to you.
Morning, Corinne. How are you?
Very well. Your reaction to that? Michael Brooks says you pulled the rug out from under them. They made the transition to the colony cages from the cages, which were deemed to be legal. And then the supermarkets have now decided to phase those out as well. What's your response?
Gordon, if it's okay, can I give a bit of an overview of how things have panned out, which will hopefully explain what's happened. So when the government phased out battery colony caged eggs, or announced the phase out of caged eggs in 2012, they had at the same time legalized colony caged eggs. So we as a supermarket chain, we started thinking about what does colony caged mean, and we started doing some research and just some stats on colony caged eggs. A chicken inlay has got roughly around 750 square centimeters of space to live its life. And it's in a cage environment for the entire life. So the chicken does not get any proper dust bath space, or they can't range and they can't express their natural behavior. At the same time, while we understood the animal welfare aspect of it, we did a customer research to start understanding what our customers really want. And we had an overwhelming response from our customers from an animal welfare perspective, and they wanted us to start thinking about how can we have more free-range and barn eggs available. So we started working with the wider industry, but specifically some of our long-standing supplier relationships who have been supplying us eggs for a long time, to give them an early indication that this wouldn't be a preferred method of farming we would have in our stores long-term, which gave them a bit of confidence to go and start working on having more free-range farms, more barn farms. And we started in 2016 our egg producers program, which basically meant that if a farmer had to go and build more barn sheds or free-range egg sheds, we gave them the commitment that if everything stacked up, we would take their...
Right, so you argue you've given them time to get ready. Okay.
Absolutely.
You sound like you have made an ethical decision here as a company, as a private enterprise, to not use the colony cage eggs. I guess their argument is that the government and the officials have decided that they are legal, and they feel that you and, I guess, the other supermarket chain, a duopoly with 80% of the market, are making an unfair decision here.
Yeah, I can understand what they're saying, but can I just share some facts? Since we have made this announcement, we have seen 90% increase in cage-free demand since 2016. That is phenomenal. And in terms of choice for customers, we have an obligation to understand what our customer needs are, what do they need from us, and we have to be ahead of the curve. And as I pointed out earlier, it would have been a lot more problematic if we had given a very short notice to the industry. So we have been working with our supply partners since 2016 and earlier than that.
Would argue that that's not enough time. Do you accept that, or some responsibility for the shortage here, that the change in policy that you have made has contributed to this shortage?
The change in policy always meant that there was going to be a bit of a challenge around transition when the caged eggs came out, because we need to remember colony cages are still legal, and we as supermarket chain, we are going to still sell them till end of 2025. So they are still available. But if we need to understand, there are a couple of other challenges, especially in the last 2 to 3 years due to COVID. The industry has gone through a massive surplus of eggs. Supermarkets are only 50% of the egg sales. 50% come from raw food services and hospitality industry. Now, imagine during COVID, all of those channels were shut. So supermarkets were the only channel to sell all that volume.
I mean, I just want to jump in here, because there's a lot of interesting feedback coming into our program on this, around the ethics of this. People pointing out that supermarkets would sell cigarettes, alcohol. There's all sorts of ethical decisions being made here. Isn't this a bit of a slippery slope? I guess their argument is that if supermarkets start deciding what we can and can't buy, given the market dominance that you have, 80% of the market.
Just to clarify the stat, supermarkets from egg perspective are only 50% of the volume, but we have given our suppliers enough time and enough guidance to say we will take the eggs from them when they have got these available. Now, while we work into this transition, there has been some challenges, and as I've pointed out earlier, because of COVID, there have been some challenges which our suppliers have faced, and also suppliers wanted to build more barns and sheds. They just haven't been able to get the material in the country in a timely fashion. But can I say one more thing? It is the outlook is looking optimistic. I've been having chat with the industry and in particular with our supply partners, and they've assured in the next 3 months there is more volume coming. So if I can leave your listeners with one thing, there is more volume coming. Stay calm. Just support the industry a bit more.
And that will mean the price comes down as well?
Absolutely. Gordon, that's a really good question. And I just want to give you a stat. The cheapest and the most popular eggs in our store currently are in the 20-pack format because, you know, Kiwis love their eggs. It is per egg cheaper to buy a barn and a free-range egg in our store versus a colony-caged egg. And it's not by much, but what we're trying to indicate to the customers and the industry is if we work together on this, eggs still are an affordable protein, and we are making sure that that continues to be the case.
Okay, very good. And just finally, just so you stand by the principle that you as a private company can make a decision here on which eggs you do or don't want to stock, and the industry doesn't have an argument when it says that you're being unfair.
All I can say, Corin, is our responsibility as a supermarket chain is to work with our supply partners closely as we have been over the last few years, especially in the egg industry. And this decision we have made is alongside with our supply partners. And the more I talk to the industry and more farmers, I'm getting a lot more confident that the calls we have made, we will make eggs available.
Hey, thanks very much for coming on the program. Really appreciate that. That is Countdown spokesperson Nicole Sarwant there.